El Santuario de Chimayo in Chimayo, New Mexico, is among the most popular religious pilgrimage sites in the country. Hundreds of thousands of people visit every year, and many come looking for a miracle. According to commentator Peter Manso, that might not mean what you think.
I never cared much for miracles. I am fascinated by the implicit drama of faith, by real people drawing on religious tradition to make sense of their lives. But the kind of spiritual magic trick implied by the word miracle always left me cold. I found no drama in apparitions, manifestations, or incarnations, only illusion, psychosis, novelty. The Bible says, "Let the dead bury the dead," and that's how I felt about miracles. Leave the crazy stuff to the crazies. All that changed for me at Chimayo. Some call it the Lords of America, but this little shrine looks like any other Southwestern Catholic church, aside from the tamale stands and the tchotchke shops that have sprung up around it. Walk beneath the heavy wooden beams of the entryway, and there's an aisle leading through painted pews to the altar, where believers receive communion. But communion is only an appetizer at Chimayo. Go past the altar, through a narrow door, and you find yourself in a room littered with canes and crutches, surrounded by walls covered floor to ceiling with photographs and plastic frames. The back room is packed with men, women, and children waiting to pass through another door. It leads to the holiest place in the church, literally a hole, cut in the concrete floor, 18 inches across, filled with reddish-brown dirt. One by one, the faithful bend down and reach into the hole. They grab a pinch of dirt, a scoop, a handful. Then, they eat it. And they don't just eat it. They shovel it into film canisters, Ziploc baggies, Tupperware tubs. They bring it home, mix it with the bathwater, and soak. I saw a woman unbutton her blouse, reach in, and sprinkle dirt on her breasts. "For the cancer," she said. That's why they're all here, for salvation from whatever ails them. Some of the handwritten testimonials taped to the walls mention Jesus, but they are all about the dirt. Crazy, right? It sure tastes crazy. I put a little in my palm and lapped at it with my tongue. It tastes like dirt. Bitter and dry at first, like a mouthful of engine exhaust, then gritty. Not only does it not taste miraculous, it doesn't even seem healthy. But maybe miracles are more complicated than that. Consider this. Before the Spanish missionaries arrived and plopped their church down on the most sacred spot they could find, the native Pueblo ate this dirt. Before them, the Tewa ate it too. People have been eating dirt here longer than they have believed in the Christian God. It's not the kind of miracle that happens once and is debated or debunked. It's a miracle with a history. To me, that's what makes it real. Part of the miracle is supposed to be that the hole is never empty, that God keeps it filled. When I asked the priest who oversees Chimayo if that was true, he looked at me like I was crazy. "Do you think God would have time for such a stupid miracle?" he said. "I buy this dirt, 25 tons a year." He took me out back to show me where a dump truck had dropped a recent load. He showed me the buckets and the shovels. Then he let me fill the hole.
Peter Manso is co-author of the book Killing the Buddha, A Heretic's Bible.